Good morning, everyone. This is Laureen Andy, Senior Coordinator from New Jersey, hosting Jennifer Glatkin's Monday Morning Motivational Call. And I'm so honored to be on the call with everybody this morning and to be taking the place of Jennifer right now and many of the other people who host this call, who have so many amazing things to offer each and every week. And I have such an appreciation for what Jennifer provides for all of us in reference to staying connected and having a platform where we can discuss topics, where we can learn and grow and move forward in our Shapley businesses. So the topic for today is how to become an influencer. What does that mean? How do we do that? This is a subject that I'm just starting to really embrace in my life and study and really learn what that means and how I can become closer to really what the definition means. So I thought I would start off with the definition of what an influencer is, and then maybe we can, you know, start the discussion on, you know, some things that you all are doing or questions that you have may have around what does that look like, you know, as we build our Shapley businesses. So what is an influencer? An influencer is an individual who has the power to affect purchase decisions of others because his or her authority, knowledge, position, or relationship with his audience. An individual who has a following in a particular niche which they actively engage in. So that's the definition of an influencer. I just want to get a read from everybody, you know, what comes up for them around your Shapley businesses and where you feel you're at, you know, within that positioning. And then I want to talk a little bit about the social media influencer positioning, which I'm actually not that good at. I'm working on. But let's start with what comes up for everyone around, you know, what is an influencer, and is it a place in your business that you feel your things are working or what's not working? What's coming up for everybody around that? Or what are some of the things that you're putting in place to have more influence, you know, with representing your Shapley brand?
I'm just going to state something.
Sure.
Can you hear me? I think one of the difficult things is maintaining a balance on social media, because we want to be balanced enough so that we are not constantly posting on our businesses, because some people get turned off by that. So I have found, I was doing some reading, and I can't remember who because I do so much reading, but they say that it should be for every one business, there should be at least, what, 4 or 5 other posts outside of that. Because we want to see people as an individual, not just
absolutely
for something to do with our business, because it's more than that.
Absolutely.
So I think one of the things I struggle with, because we have such a great product that I just can't understand why everybody doesn't use it.
No, who is speaking right now?
Marcia Jackson up in upstate New York.
All right. Awesome. Marcia, thank you so much for sharing. And I think that is a situation that is very difficult, I'm going to say, for the average layperson. Social media, you know, I'm over 55, so social media is not my forte. And with respect to what you were sharing, my daughter is very, very versed in social media. That's what she does for a living. And we were talking yesterday a little bit about what to cover on this call. And she said, Mom, if you're going to embark in social media, it's all about having continuous presence and being seen on social media. And that I think for a lot of us can tend to be a full-time job or very daunting, you know, when we think about it. And I know the younger people have a, you know, it's a little bit easier for them. They don't think too much about it, and it's part of their fabric. It's how they've been raised the last 15 years or 10 years, let's say. But so one of the things I want to talk about, and I agree with you, Marcia, it is a difficult balance, especially when we're not versed in it. And I think what you shared holds a lot of weight. Our products are so fantastic. Why wouldn't everybody use them? Well, part of what I think our responsibility is to make sure we become the best we can be to share the Shapley products with people and skill up in our communication. That's the way I look at it for myself. You know, and I'm the type of person who, you know, wants to shout out from the mountain all the time, of, you know, wave the Shapley flag. And I've really, you know, working with Jennifer and my upline, I've really worked very, very hard on honing in those listening skills so I could make sure that I'm really honing in on what somebody needs and the value I can provide for them. But before we dive into the social media, having influence on social media, I want to talk a little bit about how do you feel, or how do we feel we're exercising our influence and as we grow our brand? And I have a couple of things I want to share with everybody, too. But I just want to know, as you're out there building your Shapley businesses, are you incorporating, branding yourself as an expert in your field and making yourself known while you're out there?
Hey, Lorraine, this is Dorothy down in Tampa again.
Hey, Dorothy.
Hello. I think basically it is just setting an example and influencing people by, you know, setting that example. It's like talking to them in conversation. You know, you'd be surprised. It's like if you're out there just chit-chatting with people, it's like, and like I said, you become an expert in your field. It's like I had a gal at like the networking meeting a couple weeks ago. It's like she brought in Monster drinks, and she set them down next to her, and of course she happened to be wanting to sit next to me, and I just looked at her and I just went, really? And then all of a sudden it's just educating. So it's about educating and influencing and setting the example, because yes, it's like they do know, it's like that, okay, Dorothy is this person that's, you know, and it's because we care, you know, it's because I care about my friends, I care about my colleagues, it's like, and the people that I run around with, it's like, and so yes, it's just being that person that I think people feel like they can go to.
I think that's a very powerful point. When you're out there and I don't remember exactly how you said it, but you're leading the way. People know what you represent when you're out there, and that is so important. Being the example, I think, is how you put it. And one of the things I was going to share at this point, I've been involved with Shapley for 6 years, and I do go to quite a bit of networking events or, you know, social events within my community. And, you know, people know at this point what I stand for. You know, I'm not wearing the wave, you know, the Shapley hat or the Shapley T-shirt everywhere I go. But at this point, people know, you know, what I represent and how passionate I am about what I do. And one of the things I wanted to incorporate in the call is I went to the GoPro event back in early December. And there was a very young, there was people from all ages there. And does everybody here know what the platform is of the GoPro event?
No.
Okay, great. Well, the GoPro event is an anonymous event. So when you go there, it's purely for your own learning and, you know, being taught, because no one is allowed to represent their company. You can't have a Shapley coffee cup or an Isagenics T-shirt or anything like that. You can't even have a iPad cover or anything that represents your company. And it gave me a good chance to really look around the room and get an idea of who are the people, who are the movers and shakers, right? And you could tell, even though you didn't know what the brand was that the people were representing, you could just tell by people's posture, just by the way they walk, their confidence, how they communicated with you, how you look, how they looked at you in their eye, that they were somebody, a person of influence within their community and culture of the business that they were building. And one of the things that I read up a little bit about, just, you know, for people, for everyday people like us, because I'm never going to be what my daughter is when it comes to an influencer. This is something that comes very natural to her. It's her language. She's very good at it. I mean, people pay her to do it. That's not the space that I'm in, and I don't think it's the space that many of us are in, right? And I wanted to read something to you guys about, you know, everyday people that are looking to become more well-known or to have more influence in our field. So it says, when it comes to getting advice or recommendations on what to do, which product to buy, which movie to see, and where to travel on vacation, there are still areas where we trust our peers more than we do our experts. And I thought that was very, very powerful because really the Shaklee culture is really about talking to people about our amazing products. Dr. Shaklee set up the business this way so we could speak to what we have to offer and let people know what separates us from everyone else. So I think the thing that I think is so important is that when we are speaking to people, and I'm speaking for myself because I'm not good at a lot of things and I'm not good at really understanding how all the products work. I always tell people, I know enough to be dangerous, right? But, of course, I'm continually working on how can I best communicate and listen so I can be of a better influence with people so it could actually help them, help transform their health or their economic positioning in their life. So I just want to get some ideas from everyone. Is there anything specific that anyone is doing that you think has that works really well or that has helped people more when it comes to having influence with people or becoming an influencer and helping people see what's available with Shaklee?
Nobody's answering there, but I was thinking that Shaklee has a lot of things on the website that you can share, and I'm really new, so I'm just really learning what all is there and available, but I think it's a pretty awesome amount of stuff there. It's just getting into it and finding it.
Absolutely. Shaklee has done an amazing job now of integrating the Shaklee Connect and our back office. I mean, they have done an amazing job, and there is a wealth of information there. One of the things that Jennifer really drives deep with me all the time is, you know, a lot of times when we lead people to a lot of information, we have to be careful sometimes that they may get lost in the detail and lost in the information, you know, the sea of information. And I totally identify with that. The few times a week that I do go on Facebook, I can end up on there at 9 o'clock in the morning, and before I know it, it's 10:30. And I realize, you know, what did I accomplish? What did I, you know, did I create any value? Did I create any influence? So I think, you know, having that information is so, so vital and so important, and that's why it's there. And incorporating our listening and how we can best serve people is really the question all the time that we're dealing with as we're building our Shaklee businesses. And, you know, as we, I think Dorothy said it in the beginning, being the example, or Marcia, I think, said it, being the example, you know, when it comes to Jennifer Glacken and Tony and Debbie and some of the amazing leaders, Sean Gray is doing the call tonight, we know that they're where they are in their business because they have become a person of influence, a person of knowledge, a person with really, really great listening, because their businesses reflect that, right? So being the example, I think, is number one. And a couple of things also that I kind of found that I thought was so interesting is how to become an influencer in 10 steps. And obviously, I think they're gearing more towards social media, which we'll touch on now in the next minute or so. But it says, find your niche. Use the first principles thinking approach, which I'll read to you guys. Choose your social media channel. Develop your content strategy. Distribute your content. Grow your network. Engage with your followers. Evaluate your progress. Stay updated and be consistent. So here, I think this applies to both platforms because we still have to grow our network when we're dealing more on one-on-one and we're not, you know, leaning on the social media presence. Engage with your followers, evaluate your project progress, stay updated, and be consistent. So I think, again, one of the things that, you know, has been so valuable for me is watching our leaders and how they network, how are they becoming people of influence, and the reflection that it shows in their business. And one of the things that I am very consistent with is making sure I do one, not as that I personally do one event, I attend some sort of event each week so I can get my brand out there and people know what I represent. And it's very interesting. Jennifer and I did a call over 2 years ago to a woman who was building, what business was she building? Oh my goodness, I can't. It was another network marketing business. It might have been direct sales. I think it might have been Mary Kay, if I'm not mistaken. And 2 years later, she called me back last week, or she texted me and said, you know, I'm not building Mary Kay anymore. I want to get my Get Clean kit and start my business this way, basically. And what I realized when I was sharing with Jennifer said, that is because you're consistent and she watches you and she followed you for 2 years. She knows that your language has never changed, that your commitment and your vision around the Shaklee products and where you're headed with it hasn't wavered. So again, Marcia, I believe it was you who said being the example is so critical because that carries so much weight, and it does create influence as time goes on. So I just want to share two things on having influence. So one of them is, it's called use the first principles thinking approach. In an interview with Kevin Rose, Elon Musk explained that there are two reasoning approaches people use. The first and most common is the analogy approach. People that use the reasoning method decide to do things based on what has happened in the past. That's why we often see many people in a particular industry doing nearly the same thing, talking about the same topics, and even using similar formats when it comes to publishing and promoting their content. The second reasoning approach is what Elon Musk refers to as the first principles thinking approach. Instead of basing decisions on past successes or failures, Musk and others that use this reasoning approach study objective fundamentals and make their decisions based solely on that. What's good about following Musk's way of thinking and reasoning is that it opens you up to other possibilities and approaches by forcing you to disregard the status quo and think differently. Doing that can help set yourself apart from other influencers in your niche. and allow you to bring something new and fresh to the table for your target audience. I thought that was very, very powerful. And I'd like to just open up the discussion to just get your feelings on this methodology. So the first methodology is basing our influence and reasoning on things that happened in the past. And the second methodology opens new discussions around objectives of things that are not based on the past, so creating new ideas that are not based on the past. One of the things I'd like to share about this reasoning is one of the things that I think I had become when it came to my influence with Shackley or how people saw me communicating was I think at one point I started to become a one-trick pony, having the same message all the time. And, yes, our message has to be consistent, but I think it's really important that we gear our communication to the people that we're talking to. So does anybody have any response to that? Has anybody had any experiences similar to that?
Hey, Lorraine, it's Dorothy again.
Hey, Dorothy.
I just wanted to say I was sort of like you were. It's like I, in the beginning of time, it was vitalizer, 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 and more vitalizer. In my opinion, I thought everyone should strip in their kitchens every morning, and I still do. But I think it's because we have such a wide variety of different benefits for people that I think we need to, like, start, you know, it's like, so now it's like I've started asking questions. You know, who do you know that is living with stress every day? Who do you know that is drinking those energy drinks, it's like in the afternoon to get their boost? It's like, so I think it's basically, it's like just getting out of your own way and letting people know that it's like that it's more than just a vitamin. It's more than just, you know, basic H or a cleaning product. We have a lot of benefits on a full spectrum to help others. It's like, so we just need to make people more aware, I think.
I think that's very powerful, Dorothy, and it sounds to me like you had an awareness around that because we do have so much to offer. But one of the things, too, I want to stress here around becoming an influencer, and I'm sure we all notice this as we watch the leaders, our products are so amazing that, of course, we want to share them with everyone. But one of the things that I pride myself on as I'm out there, you know, branding myself and becoming more well-known around, you know, what I represent and who I am and what my brand is that my greatest asset around the Shackley umbrella is the compensation plan. And I think I'll speak for myself. In the beginning, it was easier for me because, as you know, until I got over the fear of talking to people around, you know, certain things, I actually, it was easier for me to talk about the business than it was to the products. But also that creates a lopsided business too, because you can be building business builders and have no side volume, and then you're lopsided, right? So we have to have balance. But when it comes to becoming a person of influence within your business, it's so important that we recognize and we have the intention of really what is our greatest asset, because it's a lot of an easier climb if we talk to people about the business and they're not interested. It's a lot easier to say, hey, you know, as I mentioned, Shackley has these amazing products and you express some interest in A, B, C, and D. That's a much shorter climb than, hey, you're interested in one bottle of Herblex, you know, do you want to build a multi-million dollar business, right? So I think that's very, very important that we have our positioning being a dual positioning and creating influence that way also, because people will recognize that. And even though they may not build a business, we may stand out in their minds so deeply that they may have a brother or a sister or a friend or a colleague where they say, you know what, Dorothy, she knows where she's going. She's building this thing with or without me, and refer you to somebody. So I think it's very important that we recognize the power of the two arms that we have to offer. And before we close out today, because it's 9:59, I just want to get some feedback on what where you guys are at with that kind of communication or that positioning.
I agree with what you're saying with leading with the business. I think when we do that, it just kind of shows people the opportunity that there is, because I have found more success in our business because it was when I took the course with Robert Bliss Brook last year with his 4-year career plan book.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I have had so much more growth and success after taking that, because it's like looking at it at a different perspective, because people don't, and the funny thing is a lot of people, when you show it to them for the first time, they still don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't understand that concept of what networking is and what multi-level marketing is. They really don't understand how you can build a little bit and it compounds, because so many people are used to just the regular job. So I think as an influencer, I'm working on my skills to become better at that.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And it makes so much sense. And, you know, one of the things I just want to key in here before we sign off, and if anybody has any last thoughts or comments or questions before we sign off, because we're on the 10 o'clock mark, is part of becoming an influencer is getting educated and being around people who are influencers. And I encourage everyone to consider going to the GoPro in December. I think it's December 10th and 11th. Don't quote me. Or talk to Jennifer about it. Or as you did the Richard Bliss Brooks, that created more space for you to become more of an influencer, more of an expert, more of what you can offer to people. So being in a place of educating and education and growth and being around people who are exercising this muscle of becoming of more influence is so valuable. And I think really, I think we're ending up on the best spot right now, because the more we educate ourselves, the more value we're going to be able to offer to people. So does anybody have any last thoughts, comments, questions before we sign off?
Be an example and go out and influence well.
Awesome. I think that's a great way to end our call, and I want to thank you all for joining this morning, and I hope you have an amazing Shackley day, and we'll be here next week, same time, same place, and thanks again for signing in this morning. Have an awesome Shackley day.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Thank you.
Guys. Thank you.